This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hi, David.
Jeffrey Toobin is a staff writer at The New Yorker and a former federal prosecutor. He writes for us about legal matters, large and small, and in this case, very, very large. Jeff, I'm calling to talk about the obvious. The first reason we heard for the firing of James Comey was that it had to do with Hillary Clinton's emails. And as of now, it's Friday morning, we've already heard a few other reasons, and who knows what we're going to hear in the coming days. From watching you on CNN, I get loud and clear that you think what we've heard from the White House so far is absolute baloney.
I would say baloney, bogus, untrue, all of those synonyms sum up how I feel about the stated justification for the firing of James Comey.
What's the real reason?
Because I think he has grown increasingly frustrated, angry about Comey's leadership of the Russia investigation, and this was a way of cutting it short.
So what does this mean? During the campaign, a lot of Donald Trump's critics warned that his allegiance to constitutional norms was, let's just say, irregular at best. Is that what we're seeing now?
Yeah, I think it's not so much constitutional as authoritarian or not authoritarian. I think Trump has very little patience for checks and balances as a rule. You know, he is used to a corporate environment where he can make things happen or make things stop. It's really as simple as that. The problem is, you know, we have a system where prosecutorial and judicial independence is supposed to be one of the bedrocks, and that's not what we're seeing here at all. And there is really no check on Trump because we have a Republican Congress that doesn't want Trump to be weakened so they can pass their agenda.
How many Republicans in Congress do you see as opposing what Trump has done in the Comey case?
If you were to ask them in private, probably 2/3. In public, maybe 1 or 2.
So we're talking about Lindsey Graham and John McCain, and that's about it?
No, I mean, not Lindsey Graham. No, Lindsey Graham has been supportive of the firing of Comey. You know, Richard Burr, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, has been, you know, sort of expressing misgivings. But in terms of acting as a meaningful check and really taking action to stop or thwart this, of the 52 Republicans, if that's the standard, I think that you'll see zero.
So that means what? What comes next? The installation of an FBI director who's much more in the president's pocket?
Yes.
And that means Rudolph Giuliani, Chris Christie, who?
No, I think it will be not someone so publicly identified with the Trump campaign. But there are lots of ways that a FBI director can be brought to heel. Someone who has a low profile, someone who is a career prosecutor, someone who is not, doesn't have an independent power base. I mean, remember, look who's doing the interviewing now. It's Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein, who just fired Jim Comey.
What does that mean for the congressional investigations into Russia, both in the House and the Senate? What does the new FBI director means what for those for those panels?
I don't think it means much for the congressional investigations, because those are under the thumb of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. So I think those are going to go nowhere because they'll be starved of resources, and they will essentially peter out over time. The law enforcement investigation is now being run by Rod Rosenstein along with the FBI, and I think that's going to be starved and largely go away. And I think it's just appropriate to recognize that at this point.
Do you think there's any chance of Congress putting forward an independent prosecutor on the Russia case?
Well, I think that at least as an initial matter, it would be up to the Justice Department to put up the initial. I don't think there's any chance of a joint select committee, other than the Intelligence Committee. So I think that's dead because McConnell wants it dead. And I think Rod Rosenstein is going to say, look, we have career prosecutors who are independent, just like I am, and are doing a great job. And they will be the people doing this investigation. So there won't be any sort of independent counsel in the Justice Department either. And so I think, we have the investigations that are going to exist henceforth.
You know, Jeff, we've known each other for a long time as colleagues, and I watch you on CNN too. I have to say I've never heard you or seen you so angry politically.
This is not my style. I mean, as you know, I've been on cable news for a long time, and one of the things I have tried not to be is a cable news screamer and one of these people who, yells a lot on TV. But, I guess part of it comes from the fact that I used to work in the Justice Department. Part of it comes from the fact that I worked for an independent counsel, Lawrence Walsh, in the Iran-Contra case. I mean, this is something very close to my soul. And the idea that Donald Trump could fire the head of the FBI with impunity under this totally bogus pretext does outrage me, and it does make me crazy. And you're right. I mean, this is not my usual demeanor, and it's not my usual reaction to political matters, but it's very different.
What's to be done? What is the capacity of any of our institutions to stand up against this?
I think it's the only hope our elections. As John McCain taught me very early when I was first covering Supreme Court nominations, elections have consequences. And, we have the whole reason this is taking place is that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton and the Republicans control the House and the Senate. And we do have different, elections change things in this country. In 2008, which is not that long ago, we had a Democratic president elected with 60 United States senators and very substantial Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. So, I mean, things do change. But to me, that's the only thing that could change a situation like that. It's not that, Democrats can make more strategic arguments, or they can, hold better press conferences, or they can, Chuck Schumer can come up with some great strategy. 48 senators is 48 senators. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have any power to speak of in the House of Representatives. And that's the only thing that's going to change.
Jeffrey Toobin is a staff writer at The New Yorker and a legal analyst on CNN. We spoke last week.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.